in the spotlight. 65 degrees, partly sunny at CBS FM. The 8 o'clock news is sponsored by New York Tri-State Jeep Dealers. Promising to take his campaign against Hillary Rodham Clinton block by block and house by house, Congressman Rick Lazio is about to accept the U.S. Senate nomination of Republican leaders at their convention in Buffalo.
I don't think I'm being negative at all. If you think that raising residency and commitment to New York for 8 years is going negative, then I guess we're on a different wavelength. I think this is all about what New Yorkers should be thinking about.
Only blocks from where his life ended, Ramon Nazario is being mourned. His funeral is the first of five to come for the Wendy's employees who unfortunately crossed paths with two men police say had robbery and murder on their minds. Nazario was 44, leaves behind a three-year-old son. About 150 people are at the funeral. Just in time for breakfast, the government is reminding you to think before you eat. The Agriculture Department out with a campaign to get people to load up their plates with fruits and vegetables. President Clinton says the American diet is loaded with fat and fast food.
Too many Americans still are malnourished without food or living unhealthy lifestyles. Nearly 55% of our population is overweight or obese, including one in five children. And today, four of the leading causes of death in the United States are nutrition-related.
The guidelines being released today emphasize exercise every day. A scare on 8th Avenue and 57th this morning. A livery cab hit a school bus. Nearly 50 youngsters from a yeshiva on a field trip were on board. There were no apparent injuries. The Manhattan doctor who carved his initials in a patient has been sentenced to 5 years of probation. A plea deal keeps Dr. Alan Zarkin from ever practicing medicine again and requires psychiatric help, according to his lawyer.
Dr. Zarkin was a well-respected physician, much admired and loved by his patients. He now must place himself in the hands of other physicians.
And Governor Pataki has introduced a bill to crack down on money laundering by making it easier for law enforcement officials to prosecute. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow closed up 199 points, the NASDAQ up 33. 101 Sports and Weather next, CBS FM News Time, 8:02.
Jeep is a registered trademark of Daimler Chrysler.
CBS FM Sports, Devils and Dallas Stars play Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight at the Meadowlands. The Yanks host Oakland at the stadium. Mets are in Los Angeles for Game 2 of their three-game series against the Dodgers. More of the best nonstop oldies coming up with Harry Harrison. But first, here's the CBS FM Traffic Watch with Dennis O'Mara.
A 20-minute delay.
Now through June 25th, the Museum of Television and Radio presents something for everyone. Sondheim Tonight, a retrospective screening that features one of the greatest composers in the history of American musical theater. For more information, call 212-621-6600. CBS FM, with you in mind. 101 weather, becoming partly sunny, highs mid-60s. Cloudy for tonight, 50s in town and in the 40s elsewhere. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs mid-70s. Right now, 65 degrees. I'm Anita Bonita, CBS FM.